What's up? Welcome to High for Hours, you know. It's your boy Prince Bro, here with a special guest. Introduce yourself, please.
What's up, guys? My name is Jay. Out here chilling with my boy.
Yo, what's poppin'? What's poppin'? Let me light this shit real quick. Hold up. Let me not trip. Let me get this. But no, what we here to do, Jay? What we here to do?
We about to go up in them clouds. Be chilling up in there, you know what I mean?
Come vibe with us before we relax. Enjoy yourself. You know, ease your mind. Clear your mind, you feel me? And enjoy your time.
Enjoy your time. Enjoy life.
Come vibe with us, you know? Talk about life. Death, you feel me? Anything, you feel me? All type things. Give us a topic, you feel me?
Tell us a story. Tell us anything.
Give
crazy.
Us shit you want us to talk about, you know? And we're going to talk about it. Give you our thoughts, everything. We're going to give you the real. We're not going to be nobody else, you feel me? We're real. Nothing less, you feel me? Nothing less than the real.
None of that fake shit.
We're not with that. So if we want to talk about it, we're going to talk about it. Yeah.
Hey, about to puff on some OG President Kush.
You feel me? Listen, I'm right now looking at a pretty ass sunset.
Just vibing. Think about like some crazy shit, man. Like,
what's up? Like, what's poppin'?
How many people think about this on a daily occasion?
Think about what?
When you look at the moon,
right.
Every single fucking person has seen that shit. No matter who they are now, no matter who they were before. Like, think about the craziest celebrity you ever heard of, or the craziest person. Like, everyone's seen that shit. Yeah, you could drink that. But we really gonna talk about something. Let's talk about why 6ix9ine is just like 6ix9ine. Like,
this nigga said why 6ix9ine.
He'd be just, you know.
He'd be vibing. It's like, no.
It's like, no. I hear he'd be snitching, you know.
Yeah, you fuck with that snitching shit?
I don't fuck with that snitching shit,
you
yo.
Fuck with that snitching shit. I mean, he playing it off. I give the man props for playing it off.
Crazy.
He playing it, you feel me?
Yeah.
He getting bread off of it. He did.
I mean,
he made a smart business move. That's all I can say.
It was kind of like a deal, man. You know what I mean? At the end of the day,
he got bad publicity, but like, it's the same. Bad publicity is good publicity, and this nigga used that shit and milked it. So I'm actually kind of proud of that nigga. So like, I can't even like discredit him. Yeah, he snitched, but, like, he still played y'all. Because, look at y'all giving him 100 million views in, like, 40 minutes just because he ratted.
Some people...
Y'all stupid.
They think, as in, like, a whole. They think for other people. And then some people know that sometimes the safer picture is, like, being out there for yourself.
Yeah.
And, like, his mindset, I think, where he was at, he was like, I got myself, and... I can't rely on the people who were there before, you know?
Yeah.
So, I can see where he's coming from, but at the same time, bro, a snitch is a snitch. And you know what they do. I mean, regardless of where you are, what country you are, what state you are, you know what happens to people that snitch. I mean, it depends where you're at. It could be a minor punch to the face, or it could be a chop to the leg, you know? You never know.
Bro, my eyes are red as shit. I look like the devil.
I don't know if anyone...
Wait, don't I look like the devil, bro? That's scary. I peeked up.
Your eyes be getting very red.
Because, like, the mustache, because of that.
Do I look Asian?
No.
Nah. I've been told I look Asian sometimes when I get fried. I wonder if there's other people out that's listening to this or that's going to listen. Do you guys get to look Asian sometimes? Like, do your eyes go down and you just kind of look Asian? No disrespect to Asians at all. I love you. I love you now.
Hold
on. Everybody.
Quick plug. Follow me on Instagram at prince.row. Thank you very much. I'll give you a follow back. You feel me? I'll show love. Show love. I'll show love back. Let me know who you are. You feel me?
Yo, you ever think about...
Shout you out. Whatever.
Time. Like, during different periods of your life, time goes by fast. And then time goes by slow.
Right.
And it's like, you could be chilling, you could be getting fried as fuck, and time will go by as fast, real fast.
Yeah.
And then, sometimes, there will be periods where time will just go by completely, entirely slow. Just waiting for the hour to go down, you know?
Yeah.
That's some crazy shit. But I bet there's people that could, like, control that.
No, right.
Do you know what I mean?
Where, like, how fast they go through life?
Like, how fast they go through life and, like, how they see time go by. For example, someone's in the waiting room for, you know, to go to an appointment, and they're waiting to be checked on. And they're just sitting there. They're going to be like, yo, this time's going by hella slow. And then there's someone else be like, wow, that was like, really quick. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's what I'm saying. Time is all perspective. It's your perspective. You feel me?
Yeah.
Time moves differently for everybody.
I've heard time is not even... It's a concept. It's more or less something we have created to perceive what's going on in the events that are taking place. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, we have no way of grasping what's really going on. Because I can tell you, even though you think this is literally happening at this very second... It takes a minute for the sound waves to go into your ear, for you to process what I'm saying, and for a memory to come up in your brain for you to understand the language. So, like, it's kind of like everything is in the past. You know what I mean?
Boom.
So what is time?
Everything is one. Listen, the past, the present, and the future. It moves as one. 1 second goes by, it's automatically the past. But it was automatically the future because that second's already coming.
Yeah.
So everything is one. You feel me?
Guys, I don't know, but I think it's time to
roll up another let's get on to some more fried thoughts, even
blunts, you know.
No, but that shit crazy though.
That's just how we do it.
Like, that shit really is crazy. Like, that's why, like, they really say the only moment that really matters is the present, because, like, you don't know what's gonna happen in the future. The past is already there, and the present is already becoming a future, and is already the past.
A lot of people I've heard always say to, like, always focus on never the past or the future, but the very moment that you're in, because we always undermine the moment we're in, and we never get to that future by undermining that present. So
yeah, you want to learn from your past mistakes. That's the only thing. Like, that's the only thing from the past. Good memories, you know. Learn from the past. Keep pushing. Might get hurt, but you gotta get the fuck up. Keep pushing.
No matter what in life, you gotta just keep doing it.
Everybody gotta get knocked down. You gotta get knocked down. If you don't get knocked down, you're doing something wrong.
I think everyone in life, at a certain point, they're gonna get hit. Doesn't matter what happens, how it happened, but you're gonna get smacked the fuck.
That's what I'm saying.
Because
you have to learn from something. You have to learn.
And in that period, it's best to learn as much as you can, you know? Like, you have the option of failing or fighting that. What's hurting you, what's affecting you, what's stopping you.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, guys. I'm fried.
Me too. You don't understand. I can't even speak straight. I'm just talking.
Yo. What's the craziest shit you've probably seen before? If you had to say some random shit. Like, you were just driving and you saw some random shit. Have you ever drove and you saw some crazy ass shit?
I saw a crab fly across the street.
Dude, what?
Like, it was flying like a bird. I said, what the fuck?
You saw a cat flying?
A crab. It was random. So I looked around, there was nobody in the street.
A fucking crab.
Yes. Out of all things, right? I said, forgot the sauce. I said,
crabs are no joke, bro. Because I was just hanging out in Florida, and I was chilling on the beach, and I didn't expect crabs to just jump up on you and just start nipping your shit, but they will. And, like, my friend was like, yo, bro, stop being a pussy. It's chilling. They're just little and shit. They won't do anything. And, bro, I'm telling you, them shits nip.
They do nip, but they're delicious, though. I love crabs.
Like...
You like crabs?
Bro, I love crabs, man. I don't want to receive crabs. That shit would be ass, but, like, I like crabs.
I had some crab soup earlier today. That shit
some
was
crab bomb. Soup? Yeah,
made some crab soup. It was, like, some crab bisque or something like
Damn,
that.
Damn, she put time in that shit? And, yeah, like, bro. That was, like, some, like, I love you guys. Like, I'm gonna make you some shit.
Right,
like,
you had a whole big-ass
time. Bro, when that shit's from scrap, that's like, some love shit, bro.
She fucking... My mom know how to cook. She be throwing it. Damn. Oh, my God, yo. That shit was so good. Dump some bread in there.
You know what's crazy? Like...
A different kind of tasting good. A different kind of.
Imagine if that was.
Listen to this. Yeah. It's a different kind of love for your taste buds.
Imagine if that was infused with cannabis.
The taste like.
And then like you're just like you're just like. Like, drinking that shit with your spoon shit, or, like, mm-hmm. eating that shit, and then you're just, like, every, like, spoon, like, you're just getting more high, just and you're just, spoon. Like, you're just cracking the fuck up every time.
By the spoon.
By the spoon, bro. Like, they gotta make you a small bowl, because, like, that shit's just, like, too much.
Right.
That shit's... I hope they'll stop regulating weed as much, man, so that would be feasible.
Yeah, they did to, New Jersey. We finally decriminalized it, remember that?
Well, bro, like...
3 pounds is $50. So I'm like, so you're gonna give me a citation? Say no more. $50 for 3 pounds? Shit.
Their goal right now...
And you're damn well, I'm not gonna be driving with no 3 pounds. Who's driving with... I'm gonna be out.
Regardless what anyone will say, listening to this, everyone in Jersey smokes pot. I mean, you might have your parents that'd be like, oh, I don't smoke pot. But I'm telling you, everyone here, there, your brother, your cousin, your friend at work, maybe even your girlfriend, you don't know. She's smoking without you. She's smoking with her friend.
Our boss smoke.
Named Tom or some shit.
Our boss smokes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Shit's crazy. Alright, guys, we're getting there rolling this shit. This shit's like, breaking up nice, but I need to smoke, you know? Smoke dank. I feel like after the coronavirus, everything's going to be changed, ultimately. And the way that, like, our life was before will be completely different. And... I don't know. I think it's just going to be an interesting sequence of events that we're going to be seeing. And it doesn't matter who you are or anything, but I just feel like everyone's kind of like...
Everyone's going to have to move different.
It's kind of like a television show at this point. Like, everyone's like...
The Truman Show.
Like, yeah. And I'm just thinking, like, everyone's just on TV watching every day, waiting for something to happen, because I know that...
Something's
gonna
happen.
At some point, something's just gonna happen. You know? And, like, it's just about what is that that's gonna happen? Damn. Alright, Dude, I could try to make this more fat, but this is like. Alright, here we go.
1 second.
Bro, this is hard.
What?
making this podcast.
It is, but
we got this, yeah. We got this.
Alright, we like 15 minutes deep in this shit. I'm not trying to make it too quick, waste y'all time, you know. It's a quick little relaxation, you know. Get back to what y'all gotta do. I'm not here to, you feel me? I'm just here to relax a little time. That y'all have, because I know y'all busy. Keep it pushing, you feel me? Like I said, follow me on Instagram at PrinceRow or Prince.Row. On YouTube. Coming up with a YouTube. Don't know. Keep stay tuned for that gaming channel. You know, let me know who you are. I'll show you love. You feel me? Follow you. Whatever. You know, shout you out. Jay, you want to play anything? Guys. You want to say your name? You want to plug anything? Jay, you want to plug anything?
Honestly, just stay with it. Check this channel out. A lot more shit's gonna be coming, and like, shit's gonna get a lot better. I know this was kind of different this time, a little bit slower, but it's just gonna get interesting. Stay for the ride, bro. Just like, see what's going on.
That's what I'm saying. Just enjoy the little time that you have, and then. But you better get back to work, though. Don't just stay on your lazy ass. You feel me? Get your ass up, do something. But for the time being, for this podcast, just chill a little bit. All right. Peace out. It's your boy, Prince Row. Best regards.
Jay. Peace. All right.